Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Use Your Psalm 91 Weapon Already in Progress.
If all those things we just heard Cheryl read about can happen to a group of men in World War I, and I don't know if you paid attention or not, I don't know if you were listening, but those men that was in World War I, that brigade and everything, that 91st Brigade, those guys, because they had a commander that was a real strong Christian believer. Did you hear her say that? He wanted his men to read Psalm 91 every day. And so he gave them a little Bible or something, or a card or whatever with Psalms 91 on it. And every day those men quoted Psalms 91. At the end of the war, now some of the other brigades that went out lost up to 90% of the men. You know, Cheryl and I went to see a movie here a while back about a man that wouldn't take a gun. Yeah, so some of y'all probably saw that movie too. But those men, this man that would not take a gun out there, they went up on this mountain to try to take this thing, and he brought back, I think, 85 people that were wounded or killed. But as they were coming in, the pictures, as the horses, it was back in a World War I setting also, the horses that were pulling these carts and everything had all kinds of dead bodies on them. You know, you're marching in and you look and all the guys that they're bringing back are all dead, their heads are blowed off and everything else, that kind of scares you. What's going to keep me from being next? You know, if you even have a thought about being depressed, get over it. I mean, get over it. You know, I mean, really. You know, the thing about it is, we don't know how lucky we are. This woman has no idea how lucky she is. If she's been calling me for a year, she needs to understand she's got something that a lot of other people don't have. You know, if you're sick or afflicted or whatever, what did the Lord tell you to do? Praise Him in all things? Lord, I'm praising You for all things. I'm not going to have to go over there this afternoon, or they're not going to come get me tomorrow or next week, and I'm not going to be hauled off to whatever, to Vietnam again tomorrow. I'm not going to go there and get my head blowed off. I've already been there and already lucked out because God protected me and brought me back. I'm praising the Lord. I am praising the Lord, absolutely praising the Lord that I can still walk, I can still talk, I can still run around out here. So I don't care if everything that looks around me like it may be that I'm, who knows what's wrong with what's going on. But I do know that this man, these men, and this Psalm 91 that stood their ground and read that psalm every day. Now, what did those men do? Each one of those men read Psalm 91 every day. And they was into some of the hottest fighting in World War I. And how many of them got killed? How many of them got injured? What? Not one man? It didn't either get killed or wounded? Okay, now that if Psalms 91, which is the Word of God, if Psalm 91 will work that good for those people, what do you think maybe you and me ought to do with Psalms 91 every day this week? Amen. You think it might be a good idea to read it? Yes. I think it might be a great idea to read it and praise the King, because if He'll do what He did for those men in Psalms 91, by reading Psalm 91, if those men can come through that entire battle and not even get an injury, not an injury. My dad, I know my mother told me after I got back from Vietnam, she said, I've never seen your daddy pray as much as he did for you. He said he was so afraid he was going to lose the only son he had in Vietnam. So said he prayed for you every day. And did I make it back?
Yes.
Did I get injured?
No.
Not a single injury. I made it back. So if it works that good for me, and my dad was praying for me, maybe it'll work that good for you and your prayers for your people. Reckon? So what I'm trying to say here is I think that I'd love it if I could, and I don't hear many grumbling and complainings at this church. I will have to say, I try not to grumble and complain. Most of us here try to not grumble and complain because we know how blessed we are. Are we blessed, Tony? We're blessed, are we?
Yes, sir.
I mean, we're blessed. You know, I think about how easy it would be when wherever you are. Tony, he was a fighter pilot and in the Middle Eastern War. He flew fighter jets over there. And, you know, he flew all over the place over there. And I don't know if he ever took a hit or ever, I don't know if he ever did or not. But all I know is he's sitting right there and he looks pretty good shape right now. You could have lost your life in that mess, couldn't you? Of course you could have. Yeah, you could have. I could have. But somebody was praying for us somewhere. And I just want us to know that if I can make a simple statement and it moves a woman's heart to start giving Christmas gifts to a bunch of kids which she's never seen or heard of in her life, and in the next, how many, 14 or 15 years? 15 years? And in the last 15 years, Cheryl and this church, now after me and her got married, we pulled the whole thing together. And the church has been a part of this now. And many of y'all that are here today have been a part of this, some of you for all those 15 years. But we have seen God bless those children abundantly. He sent them to school. And how many of you have ever had the privilege to go to one of the Christmas meetings that we give for these kids? Who's had the privilege to go? Okay. Did it have an impact on your life?
Oh, yes.
Now, I'm going to tell y'all. I consider myself a man's man. I'm a mean man. I mean what I say, and I say what I mean. I'm a mean man. But I'm telling you what, even this last year, I told myself, whenever it come time for me to pray over everything over there, I said, Lord, for 15 years I've been praying over this stuff, and every year I cry. So this year I'm going to be the old mean man. I'm going to be tough, and I'm going to pray for these kids, and I ain't crying tonight. I didn't make it, did I, kid?
No.
Everybody's makeup got ruined again.
Yes.
I can't help myself when I look at those children. And I see what all of us together have done as a team to bless those children. When I see that, I can't, and I look at how lucky I have been. I mean, I really, when you look at how lucky you have been, how blessed you are, you know, please, whatever you do when you go home tonight, you know, praise the Lord on the way home and thank Him. As you drive along, if you can't think of nothing else, just thank Him for the highway you're driving on. You know, because lots of countries and the places where I've been don't have a highway to drive on. They really don't. You know, and in fact, Jeff, here a while back, we were talking about something, and he was telling me about a trip he had made somewhere in Africa or somewhere, and he's talking about the place they went, how that they only had about 5%. He said, America is only has, we have about 5% of the people in the world that have hot and cold running water, and most of them's right here in America. I can remember when I went to Cairo, Egypt. Anybody in here ever been to Cairo, Egypt? Okay, a few of you have, very few. Let me tell you what. You women, you women in here. And in other words, it turned my stomach. I'm a man and a hardcore man. But let me tell you, when I walked into the public bathrooms in Cairo, I have never seen anything so bad in my life. Never. I'd be willing to bet that there's not a woman in this place, most men that are in here today, that if you had to go to the bathroom, you'd hold it or something until you got somewhere else. That's the worst bathroom I ever seen in my life. You don't know how lucky you are. You really don't know how lucky you are. But you know, right here in America, who would ever dream that we would have kids like Cheryl read about? We got kids coming home, sometimes trying to come home, and then there ain't no home. Or they come home and they get beat up. And then, of course, when they get down to these really bad, bad places, these kids, if somebody finds them in time before they lose their life or before they get beat up, somebody will take them over to Christ Haven, and Christ Haven will take them. And that's where these children become not normal anymore. You know, they become children that have a place to come home to. It changes their whole world. But it takes a lot of money for Christ Haven to do this. And of course, I'm grateful that we've been able to bless them. But I want you to really be serious tonight and as you go. If these kids are so sad, and they are so sad, don't. As you leave here today, I want you just to praise the Lord and worship Him and thank Him for what you've got. You know, you may think that you've had some bad things happen in your life, and you may have had some bad things, but I've been there. And I guess that's why I can stand up here and like whenever Cheryl's, she's never seen those kind of things. She's never experienced those things. She never went to war. I told her today, I said, I'm so grateful that you've never had to go to war. War's not for women, it's not for men, but men have to go fight wars. But I said, I'm glad you never had to go. And she said she's glad she never had to go. But I'm telling you, we are so blessed and we have so much and we have a God that loves us and we have all power and all authority over the enemy and everything else. And then most of us won't even pray for somebody. I mean, you need to pray for people.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Use Your Psalm 91 Weapon, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.